Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Power Equipment Limited H2 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. V. Raj Mohan, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. With that, now I hand over the call to Mr. V. Raj Mohan for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our earnings call of the second half of FY25. It's a pleasure to connect with you and share an update on our financial and operational performance, recent milestones, and the road ahead. The Supreme Power Equipment Limited, our story is one of steady evolution, resilience, and an unwavering commitment to excellence. Established in 1994 as a modest partnership firm and incorporated as a private limited company in the year 2005. We have grown into one of Tamil Nadu's most respected manufacturer of power and distribution transformers. Over the years, we have built a strong reputation for delivering dependable, high-efficiency product that meet both domestic and international standards. Our journey has been guided by a clear vision to the power to power the nation's energy infrastructure with the innovative, sustainable, and customer-focused solutions. With a deep understanding of the power sector's evolving demand, we are consistently adapted to market needs by investing in technology, talent, and process excellence. We specialize in design, manufacture, and supply of a wide range of transformers, serving sectors including utilities, renewable energy, infrastructure, industrial applications. Our manufacturing capabilities, backed by stringent quality controls and high-skilled workforce, allow us to deliver reliable and customized solution to a growing base of clients. In recent years, as India intensifies its focus on renewable energy and upgrade its electrical infrastructure, Supreme Power has strategically aligned itself with these growth trends, whether it's supporting larger scale solar or upgrading aging distribution network. We are playing a vital role in enabling cleaner and more efficient power system. Today, we stand at an exciting juncture driven by strong fundamentals, a robust order book, and the trust of our customers. We continue investing in capacity expansion, new product development, and geographic outreach. We are well positioned to scale new heights and contribute meaningful to India's energy future. Let me now take a moment to highlight some of our key achievement in the recent months. Major order wins. We secured a 6.05 crore order from Tangedco for supply of 16 kV distribution transformer for the over period of 18 months. The supply period is 18 months. And Ganya Electric Company, our group entity, with 90% ownership, won order worth 4.71 crores. And another thing, we received a major 22.26 crore order from a leading electric company in Chennai for oil-cooled distribution transformers to be delivered over 9 months. And we also secure 10.02 crores order from another Chennai-based client for transformer components. This delivery period is between 4 months. Delivery timeline is 4 months. Additionally, we received a 3.45 crores order from a reputed solar energy company in Coimbatore for outdoor oil-cooled transformers. Award and recognition. We were honored with the Best Emerging MSME Listed Company Award at MSME Ratna Awards 2024, recognizing our growth and contribution to the sector. Comes to the credit rating. CRISIL Rating Limited assigned us a CRISIL BBB- stable for long-term facilities and CRISIL A3 for short-term facilities, underscoring our financial stability and operational performance. This milestone reflects our growing market presence, our ability to deliver tailored solution, and our commitment to excellence. Moving on to our financial performance, I am pleased to report that we have delivered strong results in H2 and for the full financial year FY25, reflecting the continued momentum in our operation and the growing demand for our products. On a consolidated basis, for the second half of FY25, we have reported total income of rupees 90.93 crores, marking a 49.08% year-on-year growth. The EBITDA stood at 17.03 crore, up by 31.64% from the same period last year. Net profit came in at rupees 11.47 crore, a growth of 52.19%. And earnings per share grew up 51%, 51.84%, that is to 4.59 rupees per share. For the full financial year FY25, our consolidated total income was rupees 149.54 crore, showing a 31.65% increase year-on-year. EBITDA grew up by 24.60%, that is rupees 29.07 crore. Net profit rose to 18.6 crores, up by 32.84%. With the EPS at 7.44, the increase of 4.49% over the previous year. Our standalone basis, we have also recorded robust growth for H2 FY25. The total income was 91.62 crores, an impressive 51.34% year-on-year growth. EBITDA rose by 45.93% to rupees 15.88 crore. Net profit stood at 11.47 crore, increase of 52.19%, and the EPS came in at 4.59 rupees, up by 51.99%. For the full year, our standalone total income reached 148.35 crore, growing up to 34.91% year on year. EBITDA increased by 31.46% to rupees 26.33 crores. Net profit rose by 32.84% to rupees 18.60 crores, with the EPS remaining steadily at 7.44, reflecting 4.49% growth. These numbers are a testament to the strength of our business model and the operational efficiency we have achieved, and the continued trust our customer placed on us. Both our consolidated and the standalone performance underscore our strong market positioning and our ability to deliver consistent, profitable growth. Notably, we have witnessed a significant surge in demand for distribution transformer and power transformer, which has been a major contribution to our overall revenue growth. As of now, our consolidated order book stands at 167.67 crores. This strong order pipeline reflects continued customer confidence and gives us a good visibility for the quarters ahead. We are also making steady progress on our new manufacturing facility, which is currently around 70% completed. Once operational, this plant will be expanding our production capacity and enhance our efficiency, enabling us to address larger and more complex orders, especially in high-capacity transformer space. Looking ahead, we are exploring opportunities to expand our presence beyond Tamil Nadu by targeting new regions and utilities. This geographic diversification will support long-term and sustainable growth. Our consistent performance in H2 and throughout FY25 demonstrates the strength of our business model, the resilience of our operation, and our growing relevance in the power and the renewable energy sector. I would like to thank all our stakeholders, investors, customers, partners, and our employees for your continuous trust and support. Your encouragement has played a vital role in our journey so far, and we remain committed to build long-term value for all. With that, now open the floor for questions. Thank you once again for being with us today.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, audible, sir. Good afternoon. Welcome you.
Good afternoon, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is on the order book side. You mentioned 167 crore order book we are having as of now. Is it correct to assume that this entire order book will get executed this year itself?
Partially, some orders for renewable within 18 months, and some of them before 4 months, and some are between 8 months. It is a mix of all.
What kind of order inflows are we expecting in next 2 to 3 quarters? Like you mentioned, there is a strong order pipeline. So if you can put any number to it, what kind of order inflows are we expecting and order book?
Yes, actually this is the order. This 167 crore is the order for confirmed order which was pending with us as of today. And we are expecting another 50 to 60 crores in the next quarter. So I think we are with a very strong order pipeline.
So then what is the guidance, revenue guidance for FY 26?
That is order book should be more than 200 to 250 crores.
No, I'm talking about top line guidance. Revenue
top line guidance. Revenue, you are asking about the revenue.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it will cross 200 to 250 crores. It will be between 200 to 250 crores.
Got it, sir. And secondly, on the industry dynamics, currently we are seeing there is a significant demand for the transformers, and we are also doing capex. And similarly, other industry players are also doing the capex. So, how do you see this thing to shape up? Like, is this demand supply gap is going to stay here for next? 12 to 24 months, or how the things are shaping up? Do you expect?
Yes, actually, I understand. Yeah. I understand your question, and I think we are as per the market expectation. This demand will be there for at least 2 to 3 years. This is for minimum.
And is it like with the new capacity expansion that we are focusing on, is it like we are also going to cater to the export demand? Because in exports also, there is a lot of demand for the transformers, right?
Correct. And for exports
so are
also,
we
there is
to
a lot
cater?
Of yes, we are trying, we are putting our efforts to go for export. And we are looking for a good channel partner. We are on the job.
Understood. And lastly, on the margins front, what kind of margins do we expect when we say we are going to do 200 to 250 CR top line this year? So what kind of margins are we expecting?
Yeah, maybe it will be between 10 to 12%, 12 to 13%.
But this 10 to 12% is little bit short of what we are. Are you talking about net margin or what?
No, I am talking about the PAT.
PAT margin, okay.
Net, yes.
12%.
10 to 12%.
FY 25, it is more than 12%, I think. Okay.
Yeah, see, next, after CAPEX, we have to increase our workforce. So, definitely, there will be a small drop in the margin. So we have to increase our overheads. So maybe 1 or 1.5% maybe less.
That's good. And lastly, on the CAPEX side, you mentioned 70% task is completed. So by when can we expect this new plant to come in?
Yeah, before this December 2025, the full CAPEX will complete 100%.
Okay. That's it from my side, sir. All the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Sharma from JC Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, hello, sir. I'm audible.
Yes, sir. Welcome, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question is, what's the roadmap post the complete of your new manufacturing facility? And how soon do you expect to reach optimal utilization?
This new plant will complete in the month of December, and the full capacity can be utilized in 2 to 3 years, and the top revenue of fully utilized plant will be around 500 crores. So we are expecting the fully utilization in next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. And sir, how are you preparing to complete nationally as you expand beyond Tamil Nadu, and any specific region you are targeting first?
Kerala Electricity Board we are targeting, and Telangana also we are targeting. Already we got L1 status, and we have been approved in KPTCL, and we have been approved in KSEB, Kerala State Electricity Board, and we have posted so many tenders, and one tender it has opened, and we were L1 on that for supply of 25 MVA. So the order worth may be for 20 crores, between 15 to 20 crores, but not yet finalized. So we are expanding.
Okay. And last question, sir. With over 70% of revenue now coming from private lines, and how do you plan to balance this with government tenders going forward?
It's a good question. Actually, government last year, that is 24-25, our government supplies restricted to 26%, 27%, 26.5%. And other than government, we have exposed up to 74%. And this year, we got a big order from Neyveli Lignite Corporation, comes under Ministry of Coals. So we got a single order worth of 61 crores. So this year, I think the percentage may vary. Earlier, we were supplying only to the utilities. So now we are moving out to other government. This is a central government-based company. So now the percentage may change.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhanraj Solani, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I have a couple of questions with me, so I'll start with the first one. So what is the long-term vision for Dania Electric Company, and your 90% owned subsidiary, right? So any plans fully integration or expansion?
Dania Electric Company, as of now, we are focusing only for the utility. And there is a small expansion we are planning to do for the space, increase, expanding the space, workspace. So you don't see any significant expansion on that.
Oh, okay. So during H2 FY25, what are the key factors that led to strong 52% jump in the net profit?
That is, what is that? Can you come again?
In H2 FY25, like what are the key factors that led to this strong jump in net profit?
The total the revenue has increased by 32%. So naturally, the profit also increased.
Okay. So one last question.
Right.
So despite the revenue jump, EBITDA margin slightly dropped YOY. So any reason?
Sorry?
Despite the revenue jump, EBITDA still slightly dropped YOY. So anyone, like any of reasons or structural costs?
No, this actually, we cannot, the profit margin in the last decimal, even we cannot match to the last decimals. This will occur any time, anywhere, like maybe 1% may vary. See, all the time we cannot fix the margin, and it will vary customer to customer, and some customer, if they give us a huge order, they may do a tough negotiation. So in that point of time, we need to give some discounts. So naturally, it will affect our margin. So it's a marginal difference only. This will happen. This is, there is no any specific reason for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhiruchi from Sage Farm. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
So as you said that in the next 2-3 years, you would see the revenue going to 500 crores or so. For that, do you see any dilution? As in, would you raise more debt or equity capital for that?
Yeah, we may dilute. Maybe in 26 or 27, we may dilute. And as of now, there is no clear point on that. And we have idea.
Okay, got it. And sir, would you guide for any positive or negative impact because of, say, tariff wars or the new FTAs that India is looking to sign? Would it have any impact on the industry or on us specifically?
To be fair with that, I have not done any research on that. Let me have that and I can reply on that. As of now, I don't have any points.
Sure, sir. So last question, just continuing from the last person's question, that the subsidiary that we have, wherein we have 90% stake, I mean, what is the strategic outlook? Why not fold it into the listed entity, Supreme Power, and so that there will no
correct. Yeah.
Difference is, of, you know, interest of correct. Minority shareholders and of promoters.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Because we are keeping it for here in State Electricity Board. Here they are, order division is like who are all the participants and it will be divided by that number of participants. So if I have one more company, I will have 1x extra.
Got it.
So okay. That is the reason we are having it as a separate entity.
Got it. Okay, sir. So last question is that you said that for the next 2-3 years, you see good demand. Can you guide us for a bit a longer term, say for 5-7 years? Because what we read is that electricity demand is going to stay elevated for next 5-7-10 years because of AI, because of data centers and all the reasons.
Yeah, it is there. Yeah, somebody they asked for next 3 years only. So I said it is 3 years. But the demand as per our market information and the government policies, definitely there will be good demand for next 8 years.
With a year on year growth of
10-15%.
Okay. So, thanks, sir. Have a great year ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pooja Gupta, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Am I audible to you?
Yeah, very much audible.
Yes. So my question is, how do you manage delivery timeline, especially for custom engineer orders like solar or switchyard transformers?
Again, it depends upon the customer. Some customers, they place order in bulk and they will ask us to deliver the product in 6 months, 8 months. It varies from customer to customer. And some customers, they will ask for 6 weeks, 10 weeks, like that. This is based on the customer requirement. And basically, minimum we from the order date, we will supply the transformer within 6 weeks. This is our minimum timeline to design, manufacture, procurement. It comprises of design, logistics, procurement, manufacturing, testing, and delivering. Minimum will be 6 weeks.
Okay, sir. And my next question is your current workforce sufficient to handle the upcoming capacity expansion, or do you plan large-scale hiring?
Can you come again?
Yes, my question is your current workforce sufficient to handle the upcoming capacity expansion, or do you plan large-scale hiring?
Yes, actually our workforce is not sufficient for the upcoming capex, and we have started hiring people.
Okay, thank you. And my next question is, how do you ensure consistent quality and testing for higher capacity transformer? Any certification or processes added recently?
For manufacturing higher or larger power transformers, we are capable of doing all the tests in our in-house itself, and we have all the test facilities. We are building the test facilities for the capacity which we are doing there. And we need to get certification from CPRI, and it has to be vendor registration has to be done successfully with PGCL and other big companies. We are on the job. Once the project is completed, then we will start doing on that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Answering all the questions. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please proceed.
Hello. Thanks for the follow up, sir. Sir, just want to understand what is the total capex that we are planning for?
Capex, you want the total cost of the
amount.
Capex?
Amount of capex that is being
incurred. Yeah, it's 80-85 crores.
80-85 here.
Yes, 80-85 crores.
And right now, I think how much we have incurred till now out of this 85 here?
Almost 60-65 we have incurred.
60-65 here is already incurred. Okay, understood.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priya Jain from Green Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. How are you?
Fine, ma'am. Yes.
Couple of questions with me. Firstly, yeah. I would like to understand this order you got from NSC India around 61 CR.
Yes.
How will this impact your revenues and especially margin over the next two quarters, given that tight, like, six-month execution window?
We have a reasonable margin on that, this big order of 60 crores from NLC. This has to be supplied in the period of 6 months span. So this will be equally distributed for first quarter, second and third quarter.
So do you think that this order will open more opportunities in PSU for?
Yes. We are seeing like that, and we feel it's a prestigious order, and again NLC they are. Start discussing with us for bigger capacity transfer, which we are going to make in our new capacity. So they start discussing on that. So I think it will have a very good impact based on this order.
So just out of curiosity, will this order require additional production capacity or changes in your current manufacturing schedule or
process? Yeah, this can be the capacities. Our existing facility is capable of handling this order, NLC order.
Any more collaboration which which is in.
No, not needed. With the existing workforce and the existing facility, we can do that.
That's it, sir. Okay. Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditi Roy from Patel Advisor Private Limited. Please proceed.
Thank you, sir, for giving me the opportunity. My first question is, I just want to know, with increasing orders for solar and high capacity transformers, how are you adapting your manufacturing mix?
This is purely based on the order book which we have received. And we have a different process for that, for IDT and larger power transformers. It's totally entirely different. But the basic process will be the same. In the various stages, for larger power transformer, the guidance for manufacturing is something different. So we adopt accordingly.
Okay, sir. And my next question is, which customer segment, utilities, solar developers, or industrial clients are driving your growth currently?
Having good order book, or what you're asking?
Growth sectors, means which is your growth driver?
I could not get your question. This is something...
Okay, no. My question is, which customer segment, utility, solar developers, or industrial clients are driving your growth currently?
Yes. Solar is driving good now, and utility is also driving good. And now, last year, our IDT sales was 7%, but this year it has been increased to 17%. So inverter duty transformers is based on purely solar application. So last year it was 7%. Now this year we have increased to 17 to 18%. And as of now, our order book shows 40% of inverter duty, IDT. That is 40% on solar. Solar projects plays a vital role on the, as of today's trend.
Good to hear, sir. My last question is, how are the margins different between government and private contracts? Means, so which is more profitable for you?
Yeah, here private, the margin is always negotiable. We are... So it's a personal state table. Across the table, we will negotiate, and either we have to strike the order or we have to lose the order, we will decide and give. So on government side, we have to post tenders, and based on that, sometimes we get good margin based on the number of bidders, how many bidders are there, and how many prospective buyers. So it cannot say that this one government is profitable or less margin like that. Sometimes we get very good margin from the government side, and sometimes with a less margin we will get. So that is the reason we have reduced our exposure towards the utilities.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I take the next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj Tripathi, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so congratulations for the strong numbers. So I have just two or three questions. So if you can clear this, so it will be great. So the first one is, also as you have significantly reduced our reliance on government tender, So with 70% of revenue from private clients, so what risk management framework are in place to mitigate delays in payment, any order variability and credit?
Sir, it's not so clear, sir. It's very feeble.
Sorry?
No, it's not very clear. Your audible, it's not much good audible. Quality of sound is not good.
Okay, now it's audible.
Yeah, tell me, sir.
Yes, so my question is, so as we have significantly reduced our reliance on government tenders, so across 70% of revenue which we are getting from the private client, so what risk management framework we are placed to mitigate the delays in payment and any other variability, credit risk? Can you please explain?
Yeah, last year 26% is the government orders, and 73-74% is from non-government. And here we are mostly focusing on solar segment. Now solar segment, they are doing very well, and number of projects are coming up, and there is a very good demand for IDT transformers. So that contributed, that solar transformers contributed more on this, and some industrial sectors also they are contributed, and that is the reason we're able to reduce government exposure.
Yes, and yes, meanwhile, so what risk management place to mitigate to reduce a payment delays in order variability, credit risk? That
yeah, now in last year the receivable debts was something around 190 days. Now we have reduced to 110 days. We have improved our collection mechanism, and from government side also we are getting payments within 60 to 90 days, so it has totally reduced.
Okay, so as our new facility which is nearing to completion, so how is the company planning itself and our distribution to fully utilize the increased capacity?
Yes, now we are hiring people, hiring workforces for marketing, sales, and for manufacturing. So I think we can, before going there, we can fully hire people, hire talented people for
okay.
That.
Okay. Okay, that's it from my side. Thanks for the clarification.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhiruchi from Sage Farm. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thanks a lot, sir, again. Sir, are we seeing any cost pressure from the industry perspective, say in terms of raw material or CRGO steel specifically?
Yes, it was there. Cost pressure was there. Since we have a relationship with our vendors for a very long time, 2-3 decades, we are able to manage that. And accordingly, we will also pass on that to our buyers.
So we are able to manage. Would it be fair to say that our cost pressure will not have an impact on our margins and our ability to win bids?
Yes. Yes. You are 100% correct. And it will be always present to, based on, see, for that is the reason we are reducing our exposure towards government and increasing towards the non-government. So this negotiation, on the negotiation table, we know on that particular day what is the price of copper, what is the price of CRGO. So that accordingly we will get the order. So it is the risk is mitigated there.
Got it. Yes. And continuing the last question from the last person, If I remember correctly, last year in one of the con calls, you had mentioned that you generally take payment first before delivering the transformers to private sector customers.
Correct, correct.
So if we are doing that, then the risk element would take care of itself in terms of getting payment back.
See, in most of the cases, we will not be able to get the payment in advance. See, in general, we used to get 10 to 30% as advance. This all what I am talking about is on private buyers. And balance on stage by stage and balance before dispatch. This is for a new customer. Suppose if a customer placing order continuously and who is having a regular rapport with us, they will ask for a credit for 60 days. So it's a mixed of all. Some portion we are giving straight away 90 days credit to government, and some portion we are operating with the advance and the payment before dispatch. And most of the payment we will collect it before dispatch the transformers product. And for some customers, we have to give credit. They will give 10% or 30% advance and balance the 60 to 90 days credit they will ask. So in that, it's a mix of all.
Got it. Thanks. That's all from my
side. Yes, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. Before I take the next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Abhishek and retail investor. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the great set of numbers. Actually, my question has been answered, so I've let the next participant come in. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anbuli, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Welcome.
I have one question. Hello.
Yes, sir. Tell me, sir.
What are the steps taken by us in order to expand into new geographies?
Yes, as I said, we are posting tenders in Punjab Electricity Board, Telangana, KPTCL, that is Karnataka, and KACB, Kerala State Electricity Board. And
this is
we
government
are
side, right?
Government. And we
Why
have,
not
we have
private appoint- customers?
Yeah, private customers. We have appointed our own marketing people in the state of Telangana and Karnataka and in Kerala. So through them we are getting
forward for international customers,
sir? International customers, we are working on it. Actually, we could not get through on that as of now. And I think next year, I think we will do something on export.
One last question.
Yeah.
Hello. What would average margin between government and private customers?
Almost, see, government, as I said, government in some tenders we get good price and some tender we may get reasonable margin. So it is not like a standard thing like government means lower or higher margin like that. It based on the time on which the tender comes out and which time they are finalizing a tender, based on that only price or margin is fixed.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of C.A. Garvit Goyal and from Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please proceed.
Hi, thanks for the follow-up. Sir, you mentioned we have been bidding for some orders, right? So can you just put the amount of bid line that we are currently having and what is our expected success rate in those bids?
As of now, we have posted and sent offers. So cumulative, roughly are entering something around 800 crores. We have given offer, including private and the government. So
that's the order pipeline you are having, right? 800
crores. No, no, no. It's not order pipeline. This is the offer or the quotation which we have sent.
Okay.
Yes. Enquiry for the enquiry, yes. Success rate may be around 10 to 15%.
10 to 15%. And by when can we expect the results of this
bidding? This is a continuous process. This keeps on going. So we are expecting the top line of this year should end up with anywhere between 200 to 250 crore.
And you mentioned in next one quarter we are expecting an order of 50 crore. So is it from this 800 crore pipeline only, or that will be in addition to it?
Can you come again?
In earlier this call you mentioned like in next one quarter we are expecting around 50 crore order inflow. So that 50 crore is from this 800 crore pipeline only, or
no? This which in which meeting now? This meeting or earlier meeting? I said
this meeting only, sir.
50 crore. I have not said. No, we are expecting not 50 crore. It's 20 crore. 15
okay,
to 20 crore.
Ah,
right.
20 crore. Okay.
Correct. It's 15 to 20 crore. Yes, that the tender has to finalize. It's in KSEB.
Okay. Okay, so is it from this 800 crore order pipeline only, right?
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference.
Thank you. I once again thank all our stakeholders, investors, customers, and our own employees. Thank you very much for having huge trust on us. Thank you very much. We remain committed to build a long-term value for all. Thank you.
On behalf of Kiran Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.